Hi, this is Bex Marshall, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. I'm calling all fools like me. Hey, if you've ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. You say your heart's been broke, me too. Say you lost that love hit, but it's on the club. I'm calling all fools. Me. If you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. That just ain't fair. Who cares? I'll quit your cry. Come on, get in line. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. If you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company.
Not so true. We we've all been foolish in our lives. I guess me more than most. Welcome, The Raven and the Blues on FM in Spain and in Cyprus, on Kansas City Online Radio and other online radio websites, and of course as a podcast. Welcome to the programme, opening up with the fabulous Rick Estrin and the Nightcats off their album from early on this year on Alligator Records, the album called One Wrong Turn and Calling All Fools. Okay, a mix of, as usual, new and old. Bex Marshall, who you heard opening up the show, she's our live guest in about 20 minutes' time. A surprise now, in a way, because there's been a lot of a rush here in the UK about this band who are coming from the States, from New York, into the UK early next year. And everybody's been raving about the album, and anyway, so I got sort of, I started to key in the track today, bearing in mind, I thought it was a newish album for me. All of a sudden my computer, which I've got the database, every track I play on the show gets entered into the database, and as I'm typing, if I play a track before, it goes, do you hear that? Bing! Which means it recognises it. And so as I was typing in Heritage Blues Orchestra, thinking for the first time, all of a sudden it went, bing! Which means I played them before, and I have, in March of this year. The album came out in the early part of this year, and Still I Rise, fabulous, fabulous three-piece, father and daughter, and it's great. Anyway, Big-Legged Woman, Heritage Blues Orchestra, and Still I Rise.
Accepted, baby, make a bulldog up a howl. A big leg woman, get them big legs off of me. A big leg woman, get them big legs off of me. Accepted, baby, down there where the hell out of police. A big leg woman, honey, what's wrong with you? A big leg woman, honey, what's wrong with you? Well, now. You don't treat me, baby, honey, like you used to do. A big leg woman, honey, what's on your mind? A big leg woman, honey, what's on your mind? You'd come, baby, and see old Bill all the time. Down. it, baby. Make a bulldog hump a howl.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Big Legged Woman, the Heritage Blues Orchestra, from the album from earlier on this year, and Still I Rise. And they're coming to the UK in January, February. When I say they, it's a question whether the whole orchestra are coming, because basically the Heritage Blues Orchestra kind of are the three-piece, Junior Mack on vocals and guitar, Mr. Sims, Bill Sims Jr. Used by Junior, you think he's actually quite young. He's not. He's from New York, also on guitar, and his daughter, Chaney Sims. Now, they form the nucleus of the band, but on there, also you heard fabulous brass from Bruno Wilhelm, and Vincent Boucher on harmonica, and on drums behind it all, Kenny BDI Smith. Whether they're all coming in January or February remains to be seen. I have a feeling it's only the three of them, but we'll find out. Anyway, the Heritage Blues Orchestra causing a big buzz here in the UK, and rightly so too, and Big Legged Woman been there too.
Maybe I'm a poor man, not too strong. Maybe my best years have come and gone. But I'd do anything just to hold on to you. Tears are plenty on lonely street, heartache and worry, everyone you meet. But I'd do anything just to hold on to you. Well, my poor heart aches, I can't take another day. Lord knows I've cried. Well, I'm on my knees and I'm begging, please, don't you leave,
from the summer of this year, the album called It Ain't Easy, Corey Lewick and the Smoke Wagon Blues Band, and Hold On To You. The first three artists on the programme from the States. Let's come to the UK, although in this case Joanne Shaw-Taylor, I think, spends most of her time in the States now. Anyway, Joanne Shaw-Taylor from Birmingham, her new album Almost Always Never, and here she is with You Should Stay and I Should Go.
I won't sleep tonight, so taught disgrace. Fell behind trying to win the race. Bound my hair when I lost my mind. Gotta get accustomed readjusting to the line. Found my stride on the boulevard as it ran away.
All the girls are looking fine. the girls are looking fine. When they put their hands in your pocket, they ain't feeling fine no doubt.
There's a guy who always, when I hear his music, I want to hire the Ford Mustang, drop the hood off, drive down the freeway at exactly 55 miles an hour, looking at the signs flashing by. JJ Cale, and from the album which came out 3 years ago called Roll On and Cherry Street, and before that, Segway Together, because when I played Joanne Shaw Taylor's You Should Stay and I Should Go, I thought, that's so much like JJ Cale. So I thought if I join the two together, you might not even see the join or hear the join. But anyway, Joanne Shaw Taylor off of album Almost Always Never, and You Should Stay and I Should Go. Not going yet, here's Robert Cray.
To be real cool, say it doesn't bother me, but every night she's out walking the streets and I worry. She can lead her life the way that she wants. It's not for me to say, but I worry. It's not for me to say, but I worry.
Worry,
worry about the world that she lives in. Worry,
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 worry
that I could lose her in the end. I keep thinking that she's okay, but it's driving me crazy. It's not safe to be out on the streets and I worry. She could be lost, the danger is there. It's trouble, trouble everywhere. Trouble, trouble everywhere. I can't think of myself when she's all alone with no one waiting.
Thank you.
sounds so good on headphones with the volume turned up to 11. Robert Cray and the band off the album Nothing But Love, and that's called Worry. I do have the headphones very loud. It's a kind of a radio thing. BFBS, we used to call it the Tommy Vance level, because Tommy Vance, of blessed memory, he used to have his headphones so loud you could actually hear them in the studio next door. It's a bit like me when I'm travelling on the tube. I've got fully enclosed headphones, so there's no leakage coming out, but I'm sure I must annoy my neighbours with this. Not so much tinny now noise, but just a sort of faint thump as the blues hammers through. Time for some live music and Bex Marshall.
Everybody got something they love. Can be a new car, yeah. After dinner cigar. Oh, vintage guitar. Love is a beautiful thing, sent from up above, yeah. It's a golden ring. No, it's a dangerous drug, but it needs a little spark, and it feeds on trust. And if you get that motor going, I won't see if it does. Lord, hear me sing. For your love, Lord, hear me sing. For your love. Gotta love your job, cause you do it every day. Gotta love those kids, don't let them misbehave. Gotta love the house you're living in. Gotta love your God, forgive me, I have sinned. Love your heart, so cut out the fat, or you won't be able to love at all. What's the use of that? You gotta love the car you drive. Gotta love the mountain of debt you're in. Lord, hear me sing. For your love, Lord, hear me sing. For your love, sing it. Gotta love the stars. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Love your brother, I say you gotta love your sis. You gotta love that family, man, it is what it is. Gotta love your own company. You gotta love your scars. You gotta love yourself. You know you are who you are. You gotta love the doggy, cause he loves you for sure. Tickle his tummy and he'll roll on the floor, man, that's love. Sing about love, child, hear me sing. For your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love got me into trouble, pay my bail. Love sent me away, love drags me back again. Keeps me waiting, love makes me crawl. Then I realized I was never in love at all, yeah. Ooh. Hear me sing for your love, that beautiful, wonderful, heavenly thing. Love, was it good for you? Give me some chocolate.
It's the Raven and the Blues, Talk Radio Europe in Spain, Kansas City Online Radio, of course in Kansas, Radio Napa in Cyprus. What was it Booker T. Jones said? The voice of an angel and the smile of a devil, and there was something else, wasn't it? What was it? We welcome to the studio, it's Bex Marshall. That was fabulous. That's off your new album, House of Mercy.
Thank you very much.
The album... There was quite a long gap, isn't there, between Kitchen Table and House of Mercy. Was that because things got in the way, or how did...
No, but it was because Kitchen Table was a wonderful album to tour with, and I just kept touring with it, and it just kept rolling and kept burning.
Yes.
And you know, just when I thought it was kind of ready to do the next record, something else would materialize and I'd be off promoting it somewhere else. So, you know, it was slowly Catchy Monkey, but it certainly kept me busy for a couple of years, that record.
Did you have much, I mean, in terms of the writing side of things, did sort of touring get in the way, if you see what I mean? Or were you able to kind of
write? You can't, I think you've got to kind of, you know, dedicate a certain amount of time for it. And you know, you've got to give an album what it needs to circulate. I mean, as an independent artist, you know, you want to get out there and play. And that's really where I prefer to be,
yes,
is out playing, touring. And you know, living the musician life as, you know, God intended. But you know, you've got to go through the period of basically writing, production, recording, and, you know, artists, I think it's painful. That's the painful bit, really. I mean, the writing bit's great, but the actually putting it all together is always stressful, I think.
Right.
And you know, what, you're glad when it's all over and you've got the product and you're ready to go and play it, you know?
Like pregnancy, it's like giving birth.
It is definitely like creating a child. Yeah, so, no, I mean, Kitchen Table, as I say, was, for me, a wonderful success, to be honest. It got me out there. It really sort of established me as a solo artist on the circuit you know, as a blues artist. And I've really enjoyed, you know, taking that music around the world. And it really put me in good stead for this next record, which, again, took over nearly 2 years to make.
Yes. I mean, Kitchen Table was the first time I'd noticed you, but presumably, therefore, was that your first solo album, was it?
Yeah, my first solo album. I have done a record before that called Bootlace, mm-hmm, which was my first real recording. And, you know, I think a stand-up record for my first record, for sure. Unfortunately, it didn't have the push that I think it deserved. Mm. And so, you know, basically that record will be re-released at another point in time. Now I have the rights back to it.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've always really tried to hang on to my music rights and stuff like that, which, again, you know, it's a double edged sword, you know. You have to sort of give away a certain amount of stuff, or you used to be able,
yes,
have to, really, to achieve anything. But I think that's changed now. And, you know, I'm one of the wonderful things about what I do now is that I am independent.
Yes.
And I have my own record label, which is, you know, and it's taken time. It certainly doesn't happen overnight.
No.
But it is wonderful feeling to be A, in control, artistic control, and B, you know, owning your own material is a wonderful feeling, you know.
You've had a guitar in your hand since you were about 10 or 11, so in between, was it always blues to start with, or did you go through other genres while you...
I think it was definitely subconsciously was blues to start with. When I think back about my influences and the music I immediately, naturally gravitated towards, there's a blues undercurrent in everything, whether it's, you know, Scott Joplin, you know, Ragtime, to, you know, Eric Clapton, you know, the blues records I was playing, there's definitely... I had a very, you know, a wonderful uncle, actually, who had a great collection of albums, and most of it was blues-influenced. So I used to sort of sneak into his bedroom and play his records. So I was lucky in that sense that, you know, it wasn't all sort of weird and wonderful avant-garde stuff or whatever that you know, maybe this would have sent me on a different...
I mean, we're using the term blues, but in fact, your album House of Mercy really is probably best described, I think, as roots, because it covers,
yes,
a wider range than just purest blues, isn't it?
It does, absolutely, yeah. And that, again, you know, that stems from a lot of influences, a lot of things that I got into back then, growing up. I love Americana, you know, the roots, the bluegrass, the... Mm. Southern rock stuff, you know, I was very much into that as well. So trying to incorporate or put a little bit of something else in is not a bad thing in my book.
Yes.
As long as at the end of the day, if it sounds good and it, and you know, where the roots of the song is, it will always be blues for me. whether it's funky blues or jazzy blues or country blues or back porch blues. You know, it's real at the end of the day. The blues vibe, you know, the strain will go through every song I ever write. I think will be in the blues, whether it's rock or singer songwriter. Yeah.
We'll come back to writing a little bit later on. What are you going to do for us now?
I think I'm going to do Gone Fishing. Old man went down to the river with a hook, line, sinker, and can to catch himself a big fish for his dinner. He was a simple man. He caught diddly a squat for over an hour, dragging up nothing but sand. The sun was setting, so sooner or later he'd be going home with empty hand. Then a big fish tugged that line like a steam train pulling land. It felt like a big gun, the line started running, boots dug into the sand. Big fish said, hey, I ain't ready to be laid upon your plate. Old man said, now come on to daddy and get ready for the pearly gate. Gone fishing, gone fishing, that's where he's gone. He gone fishing, gone fishing. He's missing, fishing where he gone. Hey. Now the old man's rod flew out of his hand, dropped flat into the sea. As the cat got span, old man ran into water way above his knee. He grabbed back the rod like a loaded gun. Big fish couldn't get free. And old man cursed up to heaven above. He said, stop playing the games with me. Then the cold, cold water pushed the old man from behind. This war was not over. Big fish versus mankind. He heaved that son of a bitch towards him with all the strength he could find. Reeling in that big fish mama who was dancing on the end of his line. Gone fishing. He gone fishing. It's where he gone. He gone fishing. Gone fishing. He missing. Fishing where he's gone. Yeah. Oh. The old man broke down, and in his bloody hands the rod was about to break. The big fish swam towards old man. She said, yeah, get down on your knees and pray. With a couple of flips of that tail and fin, she jumps out eye to eye. She kissed the old man square on the lip. She said, bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Then the hook was gone. The big fish swam off. Old man starts to wave. I said, listen, old man, wash those bloody hands. You know there's plenty more fish in the sea. And you tell you to tell right to this day of the big fish mama who got away. Loud on, she really was that big. Gone fishing, gone fishing, it's where he's gone. He gone fishing, gone fishing. If he's missing, fishing where he's gone. Yeah, 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 gone fishing there. Haven't seen him for days.
Wonderful. Bex Marshall, live in the studio. with Gone Fishing off her album The House of Mercy. And you can hear two more tracks from Bex and a lot more conversation if you go to the Raven and the Blues page, which is www.raven.dj. Scroll down, look for Bex's photograph and click on the link underneath. And there's one video, there'll be two before too long when I get a bit of free time, but it's been a hectic week. But there'll be at least two videos of Bex doing those numbers as well. And next year, 2013, is a change, because what we have done since we started doing the sessions 6 years ago is actually having the session as a kind of standalone thing and then a shortened version of it in the actual show. And of course, for those people who subscribe to the Raven and the Blues, which is like 20,000 of you, you actually get them both. And therefore, on this particular, if you're listening to the blues show as you are now, you're going to hear it twice. And it is a problem. And I've decided the best way to resolve it is to actually have the complete session in the show. And that's it. We won't have separate sessions anymore. But when we do have a live guest, they will take over three quarters of the programme, I guess. That'll be the way it'll work out. Anyway, as you know, I just came back from a fabulous holiday in Canada, Vancouver. I left my heart in Vancouver. Not quite the same as San Francisco, but close to it. And from Vancouver, just down the road from the Mountain Equipment Co-op, where I was shopping, James Buddy Rogers lives and did this album. The album is called My Guitar's My Only Friend, and making his debut on the show, James Buddy Rogers, and Let's Get Loose.
Late, they turn off the sign, the party still goes on. People coming from miles around just to make the scene. Hey baby, don't be late, I show you what I mean. Let's get loose, let's get down and party. Let's get loose and have a good time. Went to the joint about a week ago. The police came knocking at the door. I thought they gonna bust the whole damn place, but they just stood there and they said to us, let's get loose, let's get down and party, let's get loose and have a good time, let's get loose, let's get down and party, let's get loose and have a good time. I get the low-down lonesome blues. I jump in my car, I drive to the club, put on my dancing shoes. I put on my dancing shoes. Just one more. I looked at my baby, she was passed out in a booth. I shook her, she woke and she said to me, let's get loose, let's get down and party, let's get loose and have a good time, let's get loose, let's get down and party, let's get loose and have a good time, let's get loose, let's get down and party.
album is called My Guitar's My Only Friend. It comes from James Rogers, James Buddy Rogers, and as a track two on the album, and Let's Get Loose. Good stuff indeed. He's from Vancouver, back to the UK. Otis Grand, influenced though by the sound of America, and especially in the 60s. His new album is called Blues 65, and you can hear the influences all the way through. Here is a track called Midnight Blues.
Midnight, you know you're doing me wrong. Are calling me. Midnight, why don't you leave me alone? I'm trying my best to make a happy home. Every time I feel a little bit free, I hear the to call in me. Just can't help but feel a little bit ashamed.
Thank you.
influenced by the sound of the 60s, as we heard it here in the UK on things like Radio Luxembourg, long before we had commercial radio and Radio 1 and stuff. My fond memories too of me listening under the bedclothes. Otis Grand, the album Blues 65, and that is called Midnight Blues. Okay, an album which we got in the summer of this year. Sharon Lewis and Texas Fire, here is The Real Deal.
Some people who think they know all about the blues, they'll just all mouth and talk. They ain't walk in my shoes. They've been where I've been. They ain't lived in my skin. They don't know how I feel. I am the real deal. I just listen to them rant. I just listen to them rave. Yes, I'm gonna hear it till I'm buried in my grave. They ain't been where I've been. They ain't lived in my skin. They don't know how I feel. I am the real deal. Yes, I am. I'm the real deal. I've walked the cold shadows of life. I've had so much hurt.
Girl who cut her teeth in Chicago in the blues scene has been there quite a few years. That's her album from earlier on this year, title track of the album, Sharon Lewis, together with the band The Texas Fire and The Real Deal. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Drop me an email. A quick thank you. Once again, some donations came in this week. What I plan to do is, if you do donate to the programme, because I get records sometimes to get extra versions of them, I'll try and put a couple of records in the post to you. So if you, this is not a bribe. It's not meant to make you give me more money. But as a thank you, because if you're giving me money as a donation to sort of fund the programme, if I've got any spare records, it'd be nice to send them to you. If you don't like them, pass them on to a friend, but it'll be blues related, I promise. But anyway, thanks to, and I'm trying to work who it was. Yes, it's all right. It's Pete Stott up in Lymm in Cheshire for your kind donation to the programme this week. Okay, let's close with Catfish Keith. He's just finished his tour of the UK, which went extremely well. And he was going to come and do a session on the boat towards the end of the tour, but it never materialised. Second year in a row, he hasn't managed, but he has promised for next year. Okay, Catfish Keith, Putting on a Buzz was the album. Here he is with Lost Lover Blues. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.
sweet lover, she's gone. I hate to stay. I wish some chance that a breeze would blow and bring her back to me. I wish I had wings like an aeroplane that flies in the heavens above. I wish I had wings like a little blue bird. I'd fly to the one I love. I'm going back to a South Sea built up in the sand. Late and babe, I will find me some, 'cause there I will find. I wish I had wings like an aeroplane that flies in the heavens above. I wish I had wings like a little blue bird. I'd fly to the one I love. I love got lost. It's been there before, from its head down to his knees. What a happy time it will be when a long lost love will be. I wish I had wings like an aeroplane that flies in the heavens above. I wish I had wings like a little blue bird. I'd fly to the one I love. Oh. In the heavens above. I wish I had wings like a little blue bird. I'd fly to the one I love. I'd fly to the one I love.